your guy on 670 The Score.
I woke up in a Soho store where a policeman knew my name. He said, you can't go sleep at home tonight if you can get up and walk away. I staggered back through the underground and the breeze blew back my hair. I remember throwing punches around and preaching from my chair. Well, who are you?
We do it every year around this time. It's the week of the draft, so we want to know who your guy is. Our guiding light, our draft Bible, is The Beast by Dane Brugler. If you don't have an account at The Athletic, you should get one. I printed mine out because I'm old.
It's Earth Day.
It's bound to. It's good. Offense in one book, defense in another.
I did the PDF thing, and it's pretty handy.
That's because you're pretty smart, so it's going to work out.
I like computers and such.
That you cannot lie? Those other brothers can't deny.
That computers are important.
That is correct.
This is why they pay me.
That's right. That's why they pay us the medium bucks. Would you like to go first?
Yes, I would. Right. I'm so flattered.
Let's get it. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's talk with Johnny. Hey, Johnny, you're on Who's Your Guy? Who's your guy?
Yo, good afternoon, Lawrence. Good afternoon, Layla. My guy is the obvious Rome Odunze, wide receiver, University of Washington.
Rome Odunze, 6 feet tall. He went to Bishop Gorman High School, by the way, just for some background.
He's a baller. He balls.
That he does. His strengths, and this is the part that I forget about, is the timing of the drops and such, so keep me honest. Good size athlete with desirable measurables. Yeah, he's awesome. Coordinated patch catcher. Snatches cleanly. Plays exceptionally well through contact, uses his length to make full extension grabs, and is framed to box out and win contested balls. We love that. Tracks the deep ball like Ken Griffey Jr. patrolled center field.
Ooh.
Rotate route running, showcases his light feet and body twitch. Gliding speed and toggles his acceleration to stack corners or create late separation. Competes with physicality before and after the catch. Multifaceted and can be a vertical threat, but also a red zone weapon. His track training and conditioning is clear on the football field. Just 3 career punt returns, but he returned one. 83 yards for a touchdown in 2023.
83.
His weaknesses.
Just said that.
Swimming upstream, avoiding all the flies, and sending one ricocheting through the universe.
That really sounds like a strength, in my opinion. Needs to continue expanding his route tree. Average suddenness in short areas and change of direction. Average suddenness. Can occasionally make the first man miss, but his elusiveness is mediocre by NFL standards. Handled press well when he saw it, but jam technique needs continued development. Fumbled twice in 2023. Perimeter run blocking is very up and down and needs more consistency. In summary, Odunze is an above-average height, weight, speed athlete with the pass-catching instincts and competitive focus to be a playmaking NFL receiver. Yeah. He projects as a true X receiver and has the skill level to elevate his quarterback's play, stylistically similar to Drake London.
That is Rome Odunze. This is Frank from Oak Park. Frank, who's your guy?
My guy is somebody I hope that they look at if they go defense with that second first-round pick on when they draft Friday or Saturday. Brendan Rice, wide receiver, USC.
Brendan Rice. Brendan with an E at the end, by the way. 6'2", 208-pound receiver. Strengths.
Didn't he save somebody's life at an airport with doing the Heimlich maneuver?
It's possible. Plus-size athlete with the frame to continue adding bulk. Deceptively fast and can gain a step on defenders vertically. Flashes springs in his lower half to make leaping grabs. Strong hands and hand-eye coordination. Only 2 drops in 2023. quick to collect his feet after the catch with the body control to elude the first tackler, shows improved tempo and pacing to create initial separation out of his stem, has a great feel working back to the ball or to open space on scramble drills. Parenthetically, an important trait in a Caleb Williams-led offense.
What?
Comfortable as a middle field operator, a lot of crossers at USC in USC's offense, has kick return experience and averaged 25.2 yards per return in college. Weaknesses.
The man chased him, grabbed him by the shirt, and then grabbed his penis in a violent manner.
That's not true.
We can say that on the radio?
Sure. Wow. Average separation quickness, okay. Doesn't consistently play up to his size and will lose battles against physical corners. Below average finisher on 50-50 balls, accelerates well out of breaks, but has tendency to get a head start and rounds select routes. Uses body strength to slip off the jam, but needs to develop his release techniques. In summary, overall, Rice must continue working on the finer points to beat press and get open versus NFL corners. But he has the side speed, athleticism, and hand-eye coordination to become a better pro than college player. He projects as a backup X/Z receiver with down-the-road starting potential. By the way, just for our particular show,
yes,
they do talk about the pure bloodlines.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. That is Brendan Rice. Now we've got Adam. Hey, Adam, you're on Who's Your Guy? Who's Your Guy?
Hey, Lawrence A. Layla, my guy out of the University of Florida is wide receiver Ricky Pearsall.
Thank you for that. Ricky Pearsall, 191 pounds. He's from Chandler, Arizona. His strengths.
This guy speaks the King's English. He's very thoughtful. Everybody loves him.
That's amazing.
That's so good.
Exceptional focus and tracking skills. Naturally contorts his body mid-air to make difficult grabs. His one-handed catch versus Charlotte was college football's best catch of 2023. Comfortable making over-the-shoulder catches on slot fades and corners, creates pockets of separation with quick stem cuts, and his speed won't lag out of his breaks. He has a feel for coverage and where to find open zones, especially in the middle of the field. I would like that. I would like that on the Bears. Effective on quick and middle screens and can make the first man miss. Very average size, but deceptively strong with very low body fat. His weaknesses.
I have a pretty crazy sex scene with him. He got implants, and during sex, his breast moved.
Competes with excellent play and timed speed, but he didn't blow past corners vertically on tape. Thin-framed body type with ordinary length and limited growth potential can be bullied off balance at the top of his route and might struggle to escape NFL press coverage. Doesn't have the lateral explosiveness to stack missed tackles, willing as a blocker, but struggles to sustain the point of attack. Overall, Pearsall wasn't a home run hitter on tape, but he is a reliable receiving option with the route and quickness and ball skills to quickly become a favorite target for an NFL quarterback. He has the skill set and toughness to work inside or outside and return punts at the next level. Grade second to third round, number 45 overall.
Okay. Let's go to Dan in Deerfield. Dan, who's your guy?
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Lila. Big fan. My guy is Georgia tight end Brock Bowers.
Go back to cooking for the Seder, Bernstein.
Just bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I should have known.
Yes.
I should have known when I saw Brock Bowers on the screen.
It's still pretty good. All right. Well, Dan has asked, and we will deliver. Brock Bowers, 6'3", 243 pounds. Strengths.
He's a guy you really like to like.
Special athlete for his size. opens his stride and reaches top speed in a blink, sets up routes with stems, head nods, and sharp footwork, which allows him to accelerate in and out of breaks, above average ball skills, catching the ball well outside of his frame. That's pretty cool. Diverse route runner and can be flexed across the formation. Defense gravitates towards him, creating decoy situations to open windows for other targets. Has the speed to execute jet sweeps, rushing yards, and 5 rushing touchdowns in his career. He averaged 18.3 rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns last year. Physical potential blocker to reach, seal, and keep his man occupied.
Heyo.
Weaknesses.
He's a little chunky, and he's a really good athlete.
doesn't have desired tight end size for inline work. Often offers some growth potential, but will likely be under 245 pounds for his NFL career. Doesn't have ideal length or overwhelming power to easily uncoil versus NFL defensive ends as an attached blocker. Rangy move blocker, but can do a better job of breaking down in space. Overall, Bowers is an explosive pass catcher who creates mismatches all over the field with speed, ball skills, and competitive edge. He has NFL star potential in the mold of George Kittle. If he lands with a play caller, prepare to feature his unique and versatile talent. That is Brock Bowers, and that was Dan Bernstein who had called. You know what the problem is? Dan doesn't realize, because we don't take a lot of calls on this show,
that we could see the name on the caller ID.
See the name. Just see his name. It's right there.
Is he still on the line?
He's still there.
Punch him up.
What are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be cooking for a Seder?
Yeah, I'm making soup. I did the meat yesterday. I'm doing soup today. We're waiting for the rental tables and linens and cups and dishes to get dropped off.
So you're waiting for linens and things?
Yes, and things. Yeah, we have the flowers showed up, so we got our centerpieces.
Ooh.
And now we got to make everything all nice.
What do the flowers look like?
They're really pretty. I don't know what they are, but they're in like these white ceramic bowls, and there's pink roses and some other like frilly like orchids or something. I don't know.
Nice. Very classy. What's the protein of choice today?
It's traditionally it's a brisket, but I prefer a blade roast. So I'm doing basically I got 12 pounds of blade roast. I'm doing brisket style.
And now Harrison Ford coming over?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to reduce the gravy and everything should be all right. Beth's mom is making the matzo balls. My mom is bringing the chopped liver and my aunt is bringing the angel food cake for dessert.
That sounds wonderful.
We hope so.
Yeah.
And Jason's going to play golf.
Well, he picked a perfect day to do it.
He did.
Right?
Why don't you go with him?
He's his guy.
I got too much to do. I got to clean everything, and we got to scrub the floors, and I got to clean the bathrooms, and, you know, it's people in your house.
Y'all got to put those kids to work, man. I clean my house every week.
He's helping. And, of course, you know how it is. If we say 5 o'clock, it means people are here at 4:30. So we're here. There wasn't as much traffic as we thought, you know.
I love that.
Well,
I love that for you.
Good
really
luck with everything. Enjoy yourself. And thanks for people were wondering if you were going to be a part of today's segment. So thanks
no,
for being a part of today's
it, my
segment.
Friend.
That's exactly right.
That was amazing.
Who's Your Brisket will be on tomorrow's show.
Heyo.
That is Dan Bernstein.
For all of our Jewish friends, be safe when you drive home.
Yes, it's very important that you be safe.
Who's next?
Do we have a chance to take another one? All right, Layla, you're up. Nick joins us now. Hello, Nick. Who's your guy?
Hey, good afternoon, Lawrence and Layla. My guy, figured we'd stay in Georgia, is Mr. Ladd McConkey, wide receiver. Great name.
Ladd McConkey, Andrew Ladd McConkey at that. Apparently, he goes by his middle name. His strengths.
And they changed his name to something like long and Spanish, and they slapped a Theo's fake mustache on him.
Okay, kind of goes with him going by his middle name. Lightning quick with his release and gets up to his top speed in a hurry. He goes real quick, polished route runner, and manipulates coverage with his step, setup, and a variety of shoulder and head fakes. Fluid hips and body control to help him quickly transition out of his breaks and create separation. I love all of this. Knows where to fit in coverage versus either man or zone. Very good at locating skills and plays strong to the football. Nifty and creative with the ball in his hands. With the instincts to find a crease, offers punt return value as well. Averaged 13.3 yards per return at Georgia. His weaknesses.
He was only in charge of the groceries in Dallas, right?
I have so many questions. Unimposing body type with lean bulk that is likely maxed out. NFL scouts say adding weight has been a challenge for him in the past. Short-armed with average height slash catching radius. Doesn't have the functional strength to beat the jam if he doesn't win with his release. Physical quarters can stall or slow him at the top of routes. Runs tough with the ball in his hands, but he doesn't have the ideal run power or contact balance. In summary, McConkey's size and vulnerability to injuries are not ideal, but he is a sudden, skilled route runner and uses synchronized shake to tie defensive backs in knots. Okay. He is a quarterback-friendly target with the inside-outside versatility to be a quality number two option for an NFL offense. His grade, first or second round.
So his name is Andrew Ladd McConkey?
Oh, yeah.
So good old number four, right, for the Blackhawks, Andrew Ladd?
Laddie.
Huh. How about
Can't
that?
Call him Ladder. That would be a ladder. We should probably get a break.
One segment down, one to go today. Don't worry, though. We're going to do Who's Your Guy this whole week. Interesting, though, that our first batch of calls were all pass catchers.
Yeah, and also made me want things that I need the Bears to do in the middle of the field and stuff.
How about it?
Use the whole field, you see.
Don't worry.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Yes, it is. More Who's Your Guy is coming up next.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score in Odyssey Station. Well, who are you?
We are in the middle of the first session of Who's Your Guy, our breakdown of the draft using the Beast from Dane Brugler. We're going to do this every day this week. Ray, are we doing every day at noon?
Yes.
Okay, so if you don't get in to get your guy, know that you can come back here tomorrow and we're going to be doing the same thing.
Hi, yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Are you guys going to do this on Friday? Because theoretically, you will only be through one round of the draft.
Yes, traditionally, that's what we do. So we will continue the tradition and do it on Friday as well.
Let's go out to Jay. Jay, who's your guy?
Hello there. My guy is Tyler Newbin, safety, Minnesota.
6'1", 205 pounds. Broad, filled out frame. Rangy athleticism allows him to make plays. I'm sorry. Let me do that again. His strengths.
Our leader. Our hero. Our fashion icon. Our king of the prairie.
Correct. Now I can get to how broad and filled out his frame is. He's a rangy athlete who allows himself to make plays from various alignments in the secondary, sees the field with instinctive eyes, and the whole field vision simultaneously. He can track route combinations and the eyes of a quarterback. Looks like a wide receiver at the catch point and collected more interceptions than any player in Minnesota history.
Wow.
Weaknesses.
Poor, pathetic performance. Embarrassing, embarrassing total.
I miss Uncle Doug.
Amen.
His movements show hints of tightness. Pedal and transitions are more efficient than explosive. Ultra protective of his deep responsibilities and gets stuck on his heels, allowing too many front-facing completions. want to see better urgency and his click and close to drive as the top-down defender. Needs to clean up some things, has issues as a blitzer as well. Wasn't consistently asked to match up man-to-man versus slot receivers. In summary, overall, Newbin has conservative tendencies in coverage, but he's a four-down player with coveted skill set because of his split field range, playmaking instincts, and toughness versus the run. He is ideally suited for a quarter-based cover two scheme in the NFL. I wonder who has one of those.
I was just going to say.
And will be a core special teamer. That is Tyler Newbin. Robert, you're on Who's Your Guy? So let me ask you, who's your guy?
Well, that friggin' Dan Bernstein took my guy. So in honor of Layla's quest for a better Bears O-line, my guy is Talisa Fuaga, offensive tackle from Oregon State.
Wow, Robert, that's so nice of you. Thank you.
Way to go, Robert.
That was
really
thoughtful.
Of the show today. We don't have any awards for you, but you're the caller of the show today.
Thoughtful call of the day. I love thoughtfulness. Okay, so here's an interesting thing is they're saying he's about 6'5" and a little over a half. So that's kind of an interesting little note. And he's 324 pounds. He is out of Tacoma, Washington. His strengths.
Able to snap it off in nonchalant fashion.
Maybe so. His arm length and lateral range are only average by NFL standards. That's his strength? No, that's his weaknesses. Okay, I thought so. Large, big bone frame and comfortably carries his mass. There we go. Efficient out of his stance with functional movements. A people mover in the run game with the length to lock out and steer. The pop in his hands will send defenders flying in the opposite direction. Balanced slide quickness and pass protection to push speed wide of the pocket, plays with strike-ready hands, and doesn't appear stressed with his punchy recoil. Uses snatch technique to center his blocks with stout base strength. Handles stunts well in concert with his neighbor. The Bears need this. His weaknesses, I already gave you one.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Amen. Tends to pop upright earlier in the rep that you want. His hands will arrive before his lower body and his feet can get tied up versus savvy rushers in space.
Space!
Hey. It's really about the savvy rushers more than him. Can be beaten by heavy cross chops. Lacks twitch in his redirect for quick recoveries. Loves his mean streak on the field, although he needs to stay disciplined to see unnecessary roughness penalty on 2023 Washington State tape. Overall, Fuaga has only average play range and can be dinged here and there for minor flaws. But he has the size, core strength, and balance to be a plug-and-play starter in the NFL reminiscent of Taylor Decker. Some teams view him best inside at guard, while others want to keep him at right tackle. Duke Mannyweather compares him to Mike Iuipati.
Big red flag about Fuaga, the lack of twitch. The account's free, man.
It's free. You can just jump on Twitch. You can even watch this show on Twitch.
He's being graded as a first rounder. Makes sense.
Makes sense to me. All right, let's go with Eric. Hey, Eric, you're on The Score. Who's your guy?
My guy is defensive lineman Johnny Newton, University of Illinois.
Johnny Newton is 6'1½", 304 pounds. Strengths. Explosive big man with pass rush instincts. Gets upfield quickly with fluidity to win rushing arcs. Plays from a low position to leverage the contact point. Balance and power make it tough for blockers to slow him when he pierces gaps. Sorry about that.
It's a small font.
It is. Agile-footed to work laterally and sidestep blocks. Violent quick hands to swim or disengage. Ooh. Alertly sees through blocks and reads run well. Weaknesses. Compactly built Wait, were they the same thing?
Yes, that was my call. I had to hear that one again.
Compactly built with below average body width and arm length, one of only two defensive linemen at the combine with sub 76-inch wingspan, will struggle to hold his anchor versus longer arm power, inconsistent snap movements, often jumping too late or too early, needs to cut down on the missed tackles. In summary, overall, Newton's undersized compact frame will be a turnoff for some teams, but he's tough to block one-on-one because of his gap quickness, natural power, and nose for the ball. He projects as a dependable starting three technique in the NFL. Great first or second round. That is Johnny Newton. Oh, let's go to Alex. Alex, you're on the score. Alex, who's your guy?
My guy is Texas wide receiver Adonai Mitchell.
Well, we appreciate that, but you got to say it with an accent. He goes by Adonai Mitchell. He's out of Missouri City, Texas, and he's 6'2". His strengths.
Everyone who Bear fans remember him.
Long, limber, and loose athlete. Long striding acceleration to quickly reach his top speed. Light-footed and fluid in his releases and at the top of routes to stem his way over the top of corners. See his stutter and go touchdown versus Alabama.
Roll down tide.
In 2023. No, that was Hookem. He got the touchdown against Alabama.
Oh.
Able to gear down on command to drive corners off the route and give his quarterback a clean target. Flashes extra juice when the ball is in the air. Able to high point with outstanding body control for in-air adjustments. Tracks the ball into his hands. Only one drop over the last two seasons. Texas, his weaknesses.
He's just weird looking. He's just shaped weird.
Jesus, man. What is that from?
Nick Baumgartner?
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was on this show then. Yeah. I don't know who he was talking about.
I think it was from last year sometime.
That is harsh.
Owns
a modest build with lean features and stringy muscle tone. Below average play strength and physical defensive backs will give him trouble early and late in the route. Catch radius casts a wide net, but he has smallish hands and doesn't always play strong to the football. Caught just four contested balls in 2023. His route running loses rhythm at times, and he needs to be more consistently deliberate with each step. Overall, Mitchell needs to become a more detail-focused receiver to fully unlock his talent, but he has the body length, loose athleticism, and catch point skills to be a chain-moving weapon. He projects as a rangy, outside-the-numbers target with the lean, limber body type reminiscent of the late Chris Henry. Grade first or second round.
Nick, you're on the score. Nick, who's your guy?
Hey, Lawrence. Hey, Layla. My guy's another wide receiver from Virginia, Malik Washington.
Malik Washington, 5'8.5", 191 pounds, and although I don't ordinarily add this to the breakdown, he is 23.5. Just so you know, before we start with things, he'll be 24 when the season starts.
Oh, no.
Strengths.
Oh, no.
They used to have body fat contests in the clubhouse, and they would make a championship belt made out of like cardboard and tinfoil. And every year he would win the body fat contest. He finally lost, I think, in his last year to Randy Velarde, who of course ended up being in the Mitchell Report on steroids.
Twitched up athlete. So here we go, Ray. This guy's twitched
He's
up.
He's on it, baby. Hell yeah.
Twitched up athlete with initial quickness to shake press. Rapidly accelerates to top gear. Impressive adjustment skills are possible because of his high-level body control and tracking ability. Strong, confident hands, and drops were rare on his film. Better finishing skills through contact than his size would suggest. Parenthetically, NFL scout, you can feel his rugged toughness on tape. Close quote. Uses subtle body head fakes to the stem to entice coverage and create separation. I love this. This is the best descriptor I've read so far. Pulls a rabbit out of his hat with the ball in his hands.
That's physically impossible, Lawrence. Back to you.
Thank you, Layla. Weaknesses.
How much does this game really mean to you, and how much would you just like to go grab a couple sacks of cheeseburgers and sit on a beach and smear that grease all over yourself?
That's right, Dan Weederer. Undersized and underpowered with short arms. Initial speed is better than his long speed. Lack of play strength shows as a blocker and when he can't escape the jam. Lacks refinement with his route, pacing, and steps. Guilty of unnecessarily jumping and using his body to finish catches. Had 5 career fumbles. Inexperienced on special teams outside of kick returns. In summary, overall, Washington is undersized and needs to continue refining his route steps, but his explosive moments, rugged toughness, and catch point skills will make him a factor in the slot for an NFL offense. He also has the skill set to immediately contribute in the return game. He is graded as a 3rd-round pick. Let's go to George. George, you're on the score. George, who's your guy?
Good afternoon, Lawrence and Layla. My guy is local HF High School in Southeast Missouri State wide receiver Ryan Flournoy.
Go Vikings.
I knew there had to be a connection there. Ryan Flournoy from Southeast Missouri State, a little over 6 feet tall, 202 pounds. His strengths.
He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Still physically impossible, even more so. Good-sized athlete with NFL-quality speed, which helped him create mismatches against FCS defenders. Outstanding body control in his routes at the catch point and as a yak threat yards after the catch.
Love yak threats.
We do. See 2023 Tennessee Tech tape. Sinks and redirects well at the top of routes, powers through press, and closes cushion quickly. Catches the ball cleanly at all 3 levels, uses his frame well to wall off defenders with terrific hand placement to pluck away from his body, effective stalk blocker, and looks to mix things up with defenders. His weaknesses.
Technically, I'm homeless.
Flush with cash. Yes. Yes. It's amazing.
This has been top notch today, boys. Top notch.
They're just crying, laughing in the corner. Ray's face is red, red.
All right, I love that show.
His weaknesses. Nobody's foot got run over by a Lexus, thankfully. Not yet a nuanced route runner. Needs to clean up sloppy footwork and body action in his route transitions to avoid telegraphing his intended route path. Saw a lot of contested targets on film, but because of issues creating separation, average play strength will be quickly tested in the NFL. He missed the first 3 games of his redshirt freshman season after partially tearing the ACL in his right knee during preseason camp. That's not a weakness. These things just happen. Okay. Overall, Flournoy is more athletic than skilled as a route runner, and cornerbacks stick to him at the break point, but he has large accepting hands with balance and body control before, during, and after the catch. He projects as an NFL rotational receiver who can earn playing time with further development.
That is excellent. And that is the first edition of Who's Your Guy?
Technically, I'm homeless.
If you didn't get in today, don't worry. We're doing Who's Your Guy all week long. We will have the breakdowns. Even after round 1 of the draft, we have got you covered.
Because technically, Ralphio. It's draft week.
John Ralphio is one of my favorite characters of all time.
He's a perfect character. He doesn't have a single miss in the entire show.
I watched Parks and Rec during the pandemic, and my life is better for knowing John Ralphio and his sister Mona Lisa Saperstein.
Just give her money. It's going to be easier.
I would agree with all those things that are said. All this joy over the last 45 minutes and... it's about to come to a screeching halt.
Well, why? Do you want to kill the buzz?
I mean, we can just hang out and talk about what happened in this segment if you don't want to do the segment we had planned.
I think the segment we planned, that's not screeching halt.
All right. Then let's.
He's on the cover of The Beast, for goodness sake.
No, not that segment. That's later. That's at 125.
Oh, I thought that was at 1245.
No, the 1245 segment is Sad Baseball.
Oh, no, I wrote them down in the wrong order.
All right, Sad Baseball is coming up next.
God.
Let us be gone. on the score.
Go Whiteside.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes. Middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. 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 The Score.
Strike three looking, and the Phillies, one of the hottest teams in baseball, have won six games in a row. They win this finale of the three-game series 8-2 over the White Sox.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks. It is what it is, but you can't look back. I've been in this game a long time, and I've seen streaks like this. I've been a part of them, too. But I've been a part of the other side as well, the 17-3s and the 20-5s and... You know, I've been a part of those too, and those were fun. Those were really fun. And, you know, why can't we have one of those? We just got to continue to go out, you know, get to the ballpark, get our work done, and go out and play the best that we can and leave it all on the field and see what happens and improve on it from there.
Oh my God, I don't care!
Technically, I'm homeless.
That was Pedro Grifol. The White Sox actually jumped out to a 2-0 lead in that game. Eloy Jimenez with a 2-run homer.
Do you know how many home runs the White Sox have to their name as a team?
3.
As a team.
Well, Gavin Sheets, right? Didn't he get a home run at some point?
11 total.
That's not good.
That's
through 20
games. That's the
worst
in baseball.
It's not good.
The team batting average is .188.
That's really terrible.
That's also the worst in baseball.
Ozzy was bringing it up yesterday, and he goes, look at their lineup. And they had a lineup there yesterday that didn't have anyone hitting over .250. Now, even if you're not old school batting average, runs batted in, home runs.
The OPS is also not good.
It's not. It's below .500, isn't it? It's around, yeah, it's.
Last I checked, it was like in the .530s.
Yeah, it's a.
Let me see, or maybe like .520.
It's not good overall what they're doing. It was nice to see Eloy like have some success, and it was funny because I was sitting watching the game with my parents at their house, and my mother was like, "Oh, he said hi to his mom." Like, yes, he does that whenever he hits a home run.
.552 team.
It felt like there was an implied, why don't you say hi to your mom when you hit home runs? Like, that felt kind of implied, but that wasn't the case. So here's the strange part about this before we completely tear the White Sox apart.
Well, I already tore my finger up on the run.
Are you okay?
I don't know why it's bleeding so much. It was just paper.
Those paper cuts are deceptive, though.
It was very deep. It was just, I had a really good edge.
Very, very deceptive.
Like a champagne saber.
I actually think I might have like antibacterial stuff. Anyway, my parents said this, and my little nephew, Cam, who I went to the Bulls game with back in January, they all said that they want to go to a White Sox game.
I mean, yeah, people want to go to games.
Friend of mine was at a game last week, had a great time.
It was just funny to me because, you know, I'm like, really? Because they don't care. Like, they just want to go. It's baseball, and it'll be fun. And my mom now has rules about where it is that we can and cannot sit. But then she asked me because she saw some people sitting real close in, like, the Phillies version of the scout seats. She's like, well, what about sitting down there? I said, well, that's outside, but if you did that at a White Sox game, you would also be able to go inside and have desserts. And she's like, well, I like when they bring the desserts all the way. Or I was like, well, they have a dessert table in there if you sit in the scout seats. So I think I'm convincing her to do a scout seat thing instead of me buying a box at a White Sox
game. These are the options?
That she's made it very clear what her demands are for going to a White Sox game.
Okay, I demand to be the Queen of England.
That's pretty much how it works. My mom is basically Queen Ramunda from Black Panther, so that's how it works. She's been spoiled because she's only gone to games in the suite. So, like my dad, like I could say to my
the
dad,
carrot cake in the suite is elite.
It's pretty great. I could say to my dad right now, Pop, do you want to go sit out in the 108 in the outfield? He'd be like, okay.
I love it there.
And then we just go. That is not going to work for my mother.
Okay. Well, I like that she has really high-end demands and that people listen to her.
Yeah, because we're afraid of her. Now, here's the thing. They're terrible at baseball, though.
It's bleak.
I know that we are only 20 games in. I am not usually someone who advocates firing people. At this point, don't you, maybe not yet, but before Memorial Day, if this keeps going at an average of the White Sox winning one game a week,
God,
you have to fire him, right?
I don't understand the logic.
Well, not yet. He's still the manager.
And when I mean that, I mean the logic that is being employed is to the decisions that are currently being made regarding not only your managerial staff, but also the coaching staff as a whole. And then additionally, your front office. Like, I don't. The painful thing is what's happening on the field.
Yeah.
You've committed to those people. This is a franchise worst start. Franchise. It's not like they were created 2 days ago.
They
this
are
is
a charter franchise
for a
in the American League. They've been around for 125 years.
This is patently unacceptable from that standpoint alone. Additionally, as somebody who's lived in other cities, baseball does mean more here. Fans deserve more because of it. That's how this works. These are smart fans. They know better. And what scares me is the offense is so bleak that I'm watching the team wondering every game if there's a possible no-hitter in play.
Well, that's happened a couple times so far this season.
No hit through five, no hit through six,
no hit through seven. You know,
and that's
like
why it was so nice to see Eloy Jimenez, who, by the way, looked like he could hit pretty well at Citizens Bank Park.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Texter's right.
He didn't hit a home run. That was a no-doubter. Yes?
They are on pace to win 24 games.
Yeah, I was trying to look it up if it was 23 or 24.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing, and it was brought up in our group thread. You have a beloved bench coach in Charlie Montoyo.
Someone with actual managerial experience.
And when he came to this team, I was told by many people how much they enjoyed working with him on various other teams. And I don't think that he's out to get anybody's job, but I am asking.
There's no reason why you shouldn't make a move.
And there's been a lot of replies from fans saying, well, what difference is it going to make? So don't do anything. That attitude, not only in sports, but in life, is what keeps people losing.
Facts.
That is a loser attitude.
Facts. If I get a box, will you go? You can be mine.
I'm calculating prices in my head.
No, I got it.
Oh, Lawrence has got it.
If I'm going to invite you to the box, I'm not going to make you pay for a ticket.
We're a team. Of course I'm thinking about doing my fair share.
No, my mom would like to sit and talk with you anyway. So you're
coming. I would like to talk to her.
She's interesting.
Scout seats are fun, too. But there's a lot of people who talk in the scout seats.
That's
true.
You're
chatting up with people.
They
last
throw
time
hot
I was there,
dogs
I saw Stacey Dales there, and I was like, it's just me. I'm like, that's not really Stacey Dales. Yeah, it was.
Shout out to Stacey Dales.
She's fab.
We got to take a break. Cody Westerlund gives us the post-mortem on your Chicago Bulls next on The Score.